Thank you, Mr. President. Allow me to start by congratulating you on the assumption of the presidency, and please count on the full support of my delegation. The Netherlands greatly appreciates the work you and your team have done in preparation of the 10th meeting of States Party. This week provides an excellent opportunity to consider the application and implementation of the Convention. The Netherlands fully subscribes to the statement to be delivered by the European Union, and we'd like to make the following remarks in our national capacity. Mr. President, it is our common cause to end the suffering from cluster munitions. We, as state parties, have decided to use diplomacy to convince others that cluster munitions should become a thing of the past. The arguments that brought us together over 10 years ago are still valid today. Cluster munitions cause unacceptable harm to the civilian population, they obstruct economic and social development, and continue to do so long after conflicts have ended. The Netherlands is gravely concerned that cluster munitions are still being used in different parts of the world, in particular since Russia's illegal invasion of Ukraine, which we condemn in the strongest possible terms. There have been several credible reports about the indiscriminate attacks using cluster munitions by the Russian armed forces on the territory of Ukraine. The Netherlands condemns attacks on civilian objects and indiscriminate attacks by any actor at any time. This applies even more to the use of cluster munitions in populated areas, as this may, in many occasions, violate international humanitarian law. With the Convention on Cluster Munitions, we have established a firm norm which we must collectively uphold. Collectively denouncing the use of cluster munitions is key to upholding the norm established by the Convention. We must condemn any use of cluster munition by any actor. Mr. President, we are pleased that during last year's review conference, we were able to adopt the Lausanne Action Plan, which provides a solid basis for the coming years to achieve significant and sustainable progress towards the universalization and implementation of the Convention. The 10th MSP provides an important moment as it will set the baseline to measure the implementation of the agreed actions from the Lausanne Action Plan. Monitoring progress is key to ensure the full and effective implementation of the Convention and tangible progress towards universalization. Furthermore, implementing the actions of the Lausanne Action Plan will help speed up the clearance of contaminated land and destruction of remaining stockpiles. In this context, my delegation wishes to highlight the contribution that country coalitions can make to expedite the implementation of Article 3 and Article 4 of the Convention. Implementing these time-bound obligations by enhancing the collaboration between donors, operators, and state parties with outstanding obligations is key to strengthen the implementation of the Convention. Another aspect of the Lausanne Action Plan, which my delegation wishes to highlight today, is the importance of adequate attention for gender and diversity. In order to reach our common goal, it is essential to continuously use an inclusive approach. And during last year's review conference, the Netherlands sponsored a working paper on this matter, which identified synergies with other legal and policy frameworks that have similar gender and diversity mainstreaming objectives. A holistic approach to gender and diversity will encourage the mine action sector to step out of its silo, promote more inclusiveness, and will ensure that the various commitments will strengthen and reinforce each other, rather than duplicate and create additional work. In closing, Mr. President, even though states parties might have different opinions leading to discussion here and this week, we have come together to work towards a common goal, to put an end to the suffering caused by cluster munitions and to free the world of cluster munition remnants. Allow me to assure you that the Netherlands will continue to work towards this goal now and in the future. Thank you, Mr. President.
I thank the distinguished delegate of the Netherlands for his statement and for the kind words.